We are back at the Home Expo in Duluth, Georgia at the Gas South Convention Center. We're in the Go Dogs Roof exhibit going on, joined by Ken and Gene from Go Dogs Roof. And now joining us also is David Staub with the University of Georgia Small Business Development Center. David, explain your relationship with Go Dogs Roof.
Yeah, Gene and Ken came in. I think you were referred by who?
Our marketing director, Edward Pino.
Okay, Edward. And They were starting their business, and they needed help with various things. And that's what the SBDC does, the Small Business Development Center. We've been around for over 45 years. Started in Jimmy Carter's administration way back then, but it started on the campus of University of Georgia. And it was part of the Public Service Outreach Division of the university. So we're in the same division as Farm Extension Agents and the Fanning Institute, Archway. And these are all community-based services that are free to the community. So we're a bunch of consultants. There's about 40 of us in the state. And we offer no-fee consulting services to small businesses, whether they're starting up, whether they're scaling, growing, or need a turnaround situation. And all 40 of us have master's degrees. We have private sector experience. I've got 26 years in private sector, and we bring all that experience to the university, to the SBDC, and help small businesses like Go Dogs. Whatever they need, we have tons of tools. We have business planning. We have things for human resources. We have things for marketing. We're now developing more tools with AI. So whatever it takes to get that particular company professionally managed, because a lot of business owners, they're wearing all the hats, and they just don't know where to start. They're too busy in the weeds trying to get their business going, and they can't see the picture from the outside in, and they can't be working in the company and on the company at the same time in most cases.
Absolutely right. You know, the mentorship we've received from David personally, and the opportunity to sit in his office and then work through the things that he's advising us to do, has been an integral part of the growth of Go Dogs Roof. To be a Georgia-based company, to work with the university, or into that capacity to learn, it's just been a real pleasure. It's been like I'm getting a free education on top of everything else. And he's exactly right. Being in the company from the inside and not able to see the larger picture, having somebody from a 30,000 foot level and be able to implement the suggestions that they're giving us has been a huge part of our growth.
And we can have this relationship as long as they want. I'm their consultant, I'm their accountability partner. They bounce things off me. We talk about strategies, we talk about how to grow the company, and whatever tools and things that I see that they would need to do what they want to do, I try to offer that. And whether it's research, we have databases that and I think we've done a couple lead lists from our databases, and then we meet, you know, once a month, and just go over things.
Yeah, the one thing that I really see and that I've learned is that when you're scaling or building any brand or company, you need guardrails, right? You need somebody that can help keep you in focus, keep you on the right path, right? And of course, as a new company, Gene and I have both been self-employed before, but we've never both been CEOs of anything or a strong brand, right? And with Go Dogs Roof, we really wanted to connect with the community, connect with the university as much as possible. And you know, David, I really see your mentorship and the university as really like almost a CEO for us, right? Where we couldn't afford our own CEO, right. And we're able to benefit from all the experiences you've had either in the private sector or even at the university level, but then also take all the experience that you've learned and gained from helping other business owners in this great state, right? Yeah. And so it's systemic through our business. I know that every time, you know, Gene has a meeting with you, he comes out refreshed and refocused on what our mission is. And for that, I know I'll forever be grateful to the, you know, SBCD and what you guys do for us.
Yeah, and then the next thing we got to do, you know, we're at the end of the first quarter here. So we're going to be looking at financial statements, looking at cash flow. You know, it's all about cash flow. It's all about cash flow management. So we take a deep dive into financial statements, P&L, balance sheets, cash flow statements. We analyze that. We look at that. We see where we can fix things, if things are going south. But if things are going well, then we capitalize on that and try to do things better as we grow the company.
Absolutely.
David, you have a satellite office. I'm familiar with the UGA Small Business Development Center because I think you have an office in Gwinnett County.
Yes, we have 18 offices in the state.
Yeah, okay.
My office is on the campus. We're part of the state office right on Broad Street, right in the Innovation District. We're right in front of the Delta Innovation Hub building. But yeah, there's 18 offices. We cover all the counties. We cover about 11 counties in the Athens Center. But there's Gwinnett, there's DeKalb, we go south.
You got the Savannah. The state is covered.
The state is covered.
So the size of the business, it could be just one person who's out on an island by themselves that you can help to a business as big as, how big?
Well, we wouldn't do a Home Depot or a Coca-Cola, but the SBA has definitions of what a small business is. Our sweet spot is like 5 to 50 employees. 250,000 to 50 million is our sweet spot. Anybody bigger than that probably has their own consultants. And we offer everything from strategic planning facilitation to leadership training to QuickBooks training. We have constantly have new CE classes going on, whether a webinar or in person, that we try to have our clients take part of. Yeah, I think we're the best kept secret in Georgia as far as
that's
small,
just
small
it.
Businesses.
If people knew you were around, I mean, why would someone not use your services?
Yeah. It's almost a crime not to. And the thing is, the more we grow and we can start growing out, building out our employees and all of those things, is give me more time to engage into these offerings that are just a free education. It's unbelievable the access that you gain by this relationship. Like you said, it's almost a crime not to do it, to have it right there at our fingertips, and to be in Georgia and to be at home to be able to do that too with a small business. It's just amazing that this was even available to someone like people like us.
Yeah, I think what's really interesting to me is, like, you don't have to be a Georgia Bulldog fan to take advantage of these great programs, right?
It does help.
Yeah. That's a good point, but we have a lot of students who want to start businesses that come in our door, a lot of alumni, but you don't have to be associated with the university at all to use our services. UGA gives us the ability to have all these tools and be on campus and have a home base there.
Can you, David, put a number on the number of businesses that you touch each year?
Well, each consultant has to consult with 100 clients and put in 825 consulting hours per year. So I've been with the SBDC 7 years, so I've probably had over 1,000 clients that I've touched in my career at the SBDC.
So it's a big number.
Yeah, it's quite a workload. And if it wasn't for David's work and his advisement, our namesake wouldn't be what it is, because we had a little nerve surrounding the Go Dogs roof name and the image and all of that. So our initial meeting was for that reason.
Can you bring some legal expertise to the table?
Well, we're not supposed to give legal or tax advice, but we did find out that they were allowed to use Go Dogs, use the name, and without any legal implications at all. There's other companies that have similar names and capitalize on that. The university in this particular situation didn't have a problem with that. So
yeah, and it helps us keep us a level of quality and stuff like that associated, that we don't want to bring anything down to put bad light on the university or anything like that by that association. So it kind of puts us in a position to work harder to be better, if you want to be anywhere associated with the red and black like that.
If you had to pick one mistake that a lot of business owners, small business owners make that come to see you, what's that, maybe that one mistake that they make that you can help fix?
I think it's cash flow management. They're writing checks without even knowing if they have money in the bank. Their cash flow is, if it's like a roller coaster, up and down, and they don't have a good handle on money coming in and money going out and growing their cash flow, that's where they run into trouble. Because if something happened, just take, for instance, the pandemic, and they weren't in a good positive cash flow status, most likely they probably went out of business if they didn't get the pandemic money. And a lot of businesses, even when they got that money, didn't survive that long. So it's all about cash flow. It's all about, that's the barometer of a healthy company. If you have positive cash flow and it's growing each month and you know how to manage it. Because, you got to know if you're going to buy a piece of equipment or hire a new staff person, if you're going to be able to afford it and what that return on investment is.
If I'm a small business owner and I feel like I need some help, I'm hearing this interview that we're doing right now, I'm seeing your website, what's my next step? Where do I begin?
You email me, you say what you want to do, what you're doing, what you need. We set up an in-person consultation, and I just listen. I ask a lot of questions, and I just listen to what's going on, what you have been doing, what you are doing now, and what you want to do. And we talk about everything about the company or about the company that you're about to start. And we even get into exit strategies. You know, you got to start thinking about those things. Even if you even started the business yet, it's good to start to think what my end game is. So you can make decisions today that can make that happen. I've had too many business owners get to the end and say, shoulda, woulda, coulda. And, you know, they could have made a few decisions back 5-10 years ago that put them in a better position.
What is that email address and what is the website?
The website is georgiasbdc.org. And my personal email where you can get a hold of me is dstob@georgiasbdc.org.
I just want to say thank you so much, Dave, for not only your mentorship and your advisement, for coming out today. We wouldn't be here today without your help. It is just truly a pleasure to work with you, and we couldn't be happier for the relationship.
No, and I get the satisfaction to see these clients succeed and grow. That gives me the satisfaction.
It's what gets you up in the morning.
That's right.
Yeah, your work is really important.
Very, very important. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, David.